It's Jeremy Dieter, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, the 27th of October 2014. End of the month already, good heavens. We've been talking this month about the second stage of our financial planning process, which I've always called utopia, often referred to in life planning and financial planning circles as just goals. And if you recall, I suggested 2 weeks ago that actually goals is a bit of a limiting phrase, and I suggested instead we use the word goals, values, and interests. And in fact, I went on to say that goals themselves, as a word, is a bit limiting, and that we should use the word personal projects, which is much wider, much broader, and covers all sorts of things like bringing up the children or looking after parents, etc., more than a specific goal to be achieved. And last week I discussed values and the implications of having a values set. And so this week I want to cover interests. And of course I'm not here interested in interests about, say, hobbies, sailing or walking. My interest here as a financial planner, as a life planner, is in our own internal needs and drives, our own personal interests and their political and their financial implications. And I believe it's very important that we identify and recognise our internal needs and drives, as they're going to have a significant impact on the way we deal with money. I use the word politics and political because I think this is what it's all about. Politics is the allocation of resources in an environment of scarcity. So in our lives, we are allocated scarce resources, maybe salaries or social security. And we also allocate our own scarce resources in our own households into maybe food, education, having fun, etc. So it's hardly surprising, therefore, that as a species we've sort of evolved from Homo sapiens to Homo politicus. And we now, even if subconsciously, tend to build our own political power bases in order to protect, nurture and develop our own personal interests. And we need, of course, to have sufficient resources to run those power bases, to build and maintain the alliances that will advance our personal interests. Indeed, money itself, of course, is a real source of power, and the accumulation of power is often a key motivator for the accumulation of wealth. However, I believe that our own personal interests usually go far beyond just the accumulation of money and power, and they will underlie our more overt goals throughout our lives. Indeed, more important than money may be our security or our status, or the need to be loved or respected, or to be recognised as a success in our field, or as a competent person, or as a world changer. Personally, in my own case, security has for many years been a key driver, a result of some fairly disastrous financial decisions when I was young. And this has driven the design of my business, which is about secure cash flow and steady growth, rather than risky ventures that may or may not produce the occasional big win. And this is reflected in our own personal financial plans as a family. Interestingly, though, I now sense that the need to make the world a better place for all who live in it is becoming a more powerful drive as I get older. And with that comes the need to take more risks. And obviously that's going to have an impact on our personal financial plans. So these are deeply personal issues and ones that we don't often articulate. However much they remain out of sight, they can and do have a tremendous influence on the way we act, on the goals we formulate, and on the way we lead our lives. Political man and political woman some 20 years ago tended to concentrate on my rights, what's in it for me, rather than my responsibilities. And I think that's changed over the years to one in which the political individual recognises the power of alliances, and indeed that strong alliances are built on what you give to the party, not what you take from the party. And that surely is something we need to build into our financial plans. That's it from me. Next week, being the first Monday of the month, I'll take a look at global markets and economies, which, as you probably realise, have been a bit volatile. And I'll be happy to talk about that next week. Until then, have a really good week and go well.